Welcome to the Blacklist AfterBuzz After Show, Season 3, Episode 17, Mr. Solomon. We have a red wedding. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
I can listen to this song all day.
Me too. Let's just do that.
Okay. Got it.
Hey, little Lizzie, what have you done? Welcome to the Blacklist AfterBuzz After Show, episode 17. Mr. Solomon, I just said that. I'm saying it again. Thank you all for joining us who's streaming live, and thank you for joining us on iTunes and YouTube. We are here to talk Blacklist after a long hiatus. I'm here with the lovely, lovely, lovely Julia Carely.
Hello, Brass.
Hello,
hi, everybody.
Julia. Not here with Joe Sanfilippo because he's got a yellow blossom
in the
future.
Yes, he sure does.
But, you know, he's been trying. I'll give him some credit. But we are back now. The teaser for our spring finale? What do you call that?
I guess.
I don't know. For our other finale, tease the red wedding, the biggest wedding blood fest ever. And it wasn't that, but it was pretty good.
It wasn't that at all.
It wasn't that, but I will say I did enjoy the, and we'll get to it in a second, but I did enjoy the wedding portion and the wedding standoff portion.
Absolutely.
You know, even though the events leading up to the wedding, including the decision to have it, made me want to put my head in an oven, which we'll get to. But, you know, look, The Blacklist is what it is for me at this stage, which is a show that I very, very much enjoy. I enjoy all the characters. I enjoy everything that's happening. And I'm still just infinitely frustrated with Elizabeth Keane, as is Red. I'm just as frustrated with Elizabeth Keane, except for the fact that I don't have to protect her like Red does. And I have no ties to her.
You have no ties. You can walk away.
I gotta watch her every week. I gotta watch her be like petulant and self-absorbed every week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What did you think? What did you think of this Back in Black, Back to Be Black list?
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I feel sort of the same way when it comes to the show at this point. You know, I take it for what it is. It's a fun ride every week. I am just unbelievably frustrated, but I'm frustrated every week. So that's okay. What else is new?
Right.
It was a little bit of a... This episode, I had a kind of higher expectations, I think, for some big things happening, and nothing really happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we kind of thought... I mean, usually...
I thought it was going to be like someone's going to...
Back to Be Black.
Oh, that's me. stop it. Joe. There I am. Shut up.
Make it go away.
There I am. Sorry, folks. All right. Anyway, TDCR, I agree with you. Hello, Marcelli. Yeah, I agree.
With what?
Oh, there's so many stupid things in this episode.
Oh, no.
Marcelli says, I actually really like the episode.
No, it was actually a really fun episode.
Both of you, actually.
It was really fun. It was, you know, fast-paced and you know, violent and bloody and great like that.
Yeah.
But there was, like, a lot of build-up to a lot of things, and then it just sort of fell flat.
Well, let's get into it a little bit. Let's get into the episode. So when we last left our gang, well, you know, look, you know, Tom and Lizzie seem to be on the road to being, you know, a happy couple. They seem to have come together and realized that they want to keep the baby and they want to be together and they're going to try to make this darn thing work. Mm-hmm. God bless them. So they decided to get married and to give this thing a go. So we open this episode. I'll skip to Mr. Solomon's part, but with Lizzie saying, you know what, screw it, let's do it today.
Yeah.
Which, you know, seems reasonable.
Why not?
And
Church is available.
And let's do it today, let's get it done, and we love each other, what's the hold up, and this is what it is. And Tom was reluctant at first, but he says yes. And I don't know if it's because I know that they're not going to make it. I don't know if it's because of my disdain for Lizzie, but I'm not rooting for them anymore. I don't know if I care about Tom and Lizzie anymore. What happened to me?
I spent
all this time of like, they love each other, and Tom this and Tom that, and they're back together, and now I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I like them. I don't know.
Well, I never really understood it.
Okay.
I'm glad, though, I will say that they brought to light a lot of the frustrations that we have been talking about for a long time. Like when a wrestler, you know, said, you know, it's Tom that I don't like. He laid a hand on you. So she brought up the fact that she also kept him prisoner for 2 months, the hull of a ship, and tortured him.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And, you know, when Cooper is talking to her before the wedding and, you know, just being very honest about he's a bad guy. He's a criminal. Yes, but you love him.
Yeah.
So thank you for at least acknowledging
the
ridiculousness of this.
Exactly. Because they have to, like, it's weird. It's like we're at home screaming, like, this is the guy who blah, 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 and you. And, you know, but yet, so they laid it all out there, including Red sort of, you know, strident objection to this whole thing. That, of course, Lizzie just listens to and takes to heart, as she always does.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. but I...
You're no longer invited to my wedding. Oh, God.
Listen. Let me just get this out of the way. Just so we can get on with this. Like, the self-absorption of Lizzie in the first, like, 15 minutes of this episode, it was just insane. Like, the guy... First of all, Red comes to her and tells her about a loose nuke. Like, what more greater terrorist threat is there in the planet than a loose nuclear weapon?
And not only that, it's Mr. Solomon.
Mr. Solomon. And she's like, I'm getting married. Like, just, I mean, let's just put her FBI duties aside. Like, it's not about the world and nuclear war and bombs and Solomon. It's about me and my wedding. Like, that's the first part of it.
Well, she still took it to the task force.
Yeah.
You know, she still said, yeah, they can do it. It doesn't have to be me.
You want me to drop my wedding every time there's a loose nuke?
Yeah,
I know. Every time there's a loose nuke.
How many times do I...
It's like three times a week, Joe.
I know.
Mr. Solomon just gets out there. He knows how to pick him up on Craigslist.
It's very true.
Not
it's
a
very
loose
true.
Nuke again.
Thanks, Lemieux.
Ah, loose nuke coming into the clutch.
Again.
So then, on top of all that, Red tells her point blank, Lizzie, you can't do this now. Like, the shit's going down. You can't do this now. She's like, you're just doing this. Is this your way of, like, getting me to stop marrying Tom?
Yeah, that was very frustrating.
Like, I get it, Red. You don't want to marry Tom. You don't have to make up things about nuclear weapons and Mr. Solomon. Like, no, Lizzie. Like, it's not about you. Secondly, that was nuts. And then secondly, she goes into the task force, hands it over, and Wrestler's like, look. And he's like, I know. It's about Tom, right? It's about me and Tom. Like, no, Lizzie. Everything's not about you and Tom. Ugh! I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I mean... The self-absorption of this woman.
Oh, it's epic.
Like, okay.
Epic proportions.
Hey, Lizzie, how about there's a lot of...
It always has been.
How about we're in the middle of a giant crisis with a loose nuclear weapon. Like, we're running a task force. I know you're getting married to a assassin killer, but that's, like, fifth on the list right now. Sorry. All right. Anyway. So... You ain't anything to say this? Or you just gonna let me
go
out here on this rant, on this rant branch alone?
I know. I'm usually the first one to rant when it comes to Lizzie. So, I'm passing the torch for this one.
Fair enough.
But yes, I agree wholeheartedly. It's not like it was a wedding that she's been planning for a year.
Right.
She's like, oh, let's do it today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it right
and
now.
That's the other thing. Exactly. Like, how could she be so mad at everyone? Like, you know what? Hey, I'm getting married tonight. What are you doing? Doesn't matter. You weren't done, man. I'm getting married tonight. If you don't show up, not my friend. Sorry. Like, what is that? Yeah, maybe I shouldn't, you know, maybe probably it's not a good idea to get married today. Maybe we do the wedding tomorrow.
Maybe we do it next week.
And we save the world today.
Oh.
No. It's my wedding.
There's a loose nuke.
It's mine. All right. Well, I'm done.
Okay. You good?
Anyway, so I got that all on my system. That only took about 3-4 minutes. Not
too bad.
Okay, we got plenty of time.
It's been worse.
So let's go back to the it's been worse. Let's go back to the episode where we see Mr. Solomon, who, by the way, I love. I'm on record as loving Mr. Solomon
as
a character, right?
He's great.
Like, he's great. I'm so glad they didn't kill him off. I mean, he's been through a lot. I mean, he's fun to see. He's a good bad. He's a good big bad. And I wonder, you know, they've announced this spinoff to The Blacklist, right? Which it's not been picked up yet officially.
Okay.
They've announced that it's in development and they're wanting to do it. And if it's in the pilot season, and if it does get picked up, it will star Ryan Eggold, will co-star him and some other blacklister to
Famke
be named
Jensen,
later.
Correct?
Oh, Famke,
so yeah.
Yeah, it's Famke Jensen, maybe Ryan Eggold, and then maybe Mr. Solomon is floating around there in a big bad somewhere.
Why not?
I don't know. Again, that's a show. That show seems great.
I'm totally into that show.
I'm so into that show. Because, you know, it's... I mean, if you told me... Hey, I got a pitch for you.
Yeah,
it's The Blacklist. With no Lizzie Keene.
No Lizzie Keene.
That's my pitch.
I'm in.
Like, what, sign me up.
Six seasons, right there.
Someone in the writer's room to listen to it. All right. No offense to you, Megan Boone. We love you, Megan Boone.
We do.
You're a sweetheart. Lizzie Keen. No, not so much. All right, so, Mr. Solomon.
Solomon's in transit.
In transit. It looks like he's got some people who initially seemed to be on his side, but then kind of not on his side. First, I thought, oh, they're going to spring him. Then I thought, oh, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, they're going to kill him.
Yeah, it's a thing.
They're definitely going to kill him. Yeah. He was a loose end for Mrs. Hitchens.
Right. And maybe I'm like, oh, these guys are, oh, no, they're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
So, and that was going to happen. But then he gets saved.
Yep.
By who? By my girl, right? I'm assuming. Because we don't know who that person is. Do we ever see the shooter?
No, we didn't see the shooter. And then we just saw the black Rolls roll up.
Right.
And, well, who are you? I don't think it was ever, I don't know if it was ever determined who was in that Rolls Royce.
Yeah, do we don't even know who, because we don't know who's in the Rolls.
I think it's the person who hired him.
We can maybe
but we
assume
don't know
that
the person who wants Lizzie.
That it's Mama Rostova.
That's what I'm assuming.
Katerina.
Yes.
Yeah, we can assume it's Katerina. But who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Red was pretty adamant in this episode that she is dead.
Yeah.
He even said it in a place of God.
Yeah, but if there's one certainty in the blacklist, uh-huh. One certainty.
Mama Rostova.
Is Mama Rostova is alive. That's for certain. Anyway, that's right. So, and we can assume the shooter was our girl whose name I can't remember. Did you write her down?
I did not, but I loved her on Hannibal.
Yes.
She was Jack Crawford's wife on Hannibal.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Was that Gina? That wasn't Gina. That wasn't Lawrence Fishburne's wife. No.
Yes.
Wait a god darn minute. Are you kidding me?
No.
All right. Well, talk to me about something. Tell me about that. Your thoughts of that breakout in that scene while you
fact check me.
I'm gonna fact check you right now.
Well, I thought that scene was cool. I also thought it was like a bait and switch. I thought that they were gonna spring him as well when he shot the dude, the other U.S. Marshal, in the head. I was like, oh, right. He's just gonna take them all out. They're gonna run away together.
Right.
But no, there's an assassin. So I thought that was cool. You know, I do love all things Mr. Solomon. I like him paired up with what was her name? Nez Rowan? That was the character's name?
Facts have been checked, and unfortunately the wife, Bella Crawford, is played by Gina Torres.
Gina Torres.
Who does not have a blacklist credit.
No, it was her!
It was not her.
It was totally her!
No offense to Gina Torres.
Shit.
Gina Torres is a lot older than this woman.
Certain of it.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it, I hate being wrong.
I know Gina Torres. That's Lawrence Fishburne's real life wife, and she's closer to my age, and this woman was closer to
your age. I was so certain.
I know.
Damn it.
But I do recognize her, but I don't know where she's from. It's driving me nuts. Maybe you can help us out on.
I quit.
Hey, maybe you guys can help us out over there.
Do you know her character name?
Nez Rowan.
Oh, it's Tawny Cypress.
Yes. Tawny effing Cypress. I love her.
You know her from Supergirl and
yes.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know her from Hannibal.
All right.
That's where I know her from.
We digress. So Solomon's on the loose.
Solomon's on the loose.
Solomon's, got new purpose and seems to, as we know at this time.
They got that plan together really quickly.
The plan to kidnap Lizzie?
To kidnap for the whole nuke diversion plan.
Well, maybe the assumption is that plan was in place before they picked up Solomon.
Okay.
The assumption has to be like, this is our plan. We're going to do this whole diversion thing, but we need one more piece to the puzzle, Mr. Solomon.
Why do they need Mr. Solomon?
Because he knows, because he's been Mr. Solomon's real job is to kidnap Lizzie. And as Red said, he knows all the players intimately.
Okay. Fair enough. That's true.
So
that's right.
So it's easy to figure out what we're going to do from a from an overall diversion, standpoint. But how do we get to Lizzie? How do we get all those people away from Lizzie?
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Solomon has to be him.
And frankly, it has to be big enough to where it requires the attention of the entire U.S. government, including the task force. And nothing will do that like a loose nuke. So
Loose nuke. Hashtag loose nuke.
So there's that. So we get back to that. I just wanted to mention in the moment where Lizzie announces to the team about her wedding and how sweet they all were and Aram.
His little wedding tantrum. No!
It was a wedding tantrum.
The playlist isn't ready. I still have to lose a few pounds. I fit it in my slim suit. It's houndstooth.
Thank you. All that's amazing.
So good. He had a lot of great moments in this episode.
A lot of great moments. And I that slim houndstooth suit.
I want to see that suit.
Yeah.
I hope that suit makes an appearance.
That's good. Anyway, so there's that. We have, let's see. So that goes down. Then we get the information about this loose nuke. Harold goes off to talk to
the general
about it, who is like, get out of here. Get out of here.
Why get out of here?
Well, I think that there is... Yeah, I don't know why get out of here. I know why, but...
This is pertinent information. He was so certain that his plan was so rock solid.
But you hear about this all the time, all this the lack of cooperation, you know, within not only interagencies, you know, CIA to FBI to NSA, the lack of cooperation within interagency and the competition and
we don't need you, we can do it ourselves.
The male member measurement that goes on, but also the military themselves are like, look, we got, you know, we're the United States military, buddy. You guys are the cops. You guys are the federal cops. Like, we got this. Yeah. Get out of here. So I think there's a lot of that. I think there's some of that happening. Turns out he was wrong, and they get a lead to her. How do they get that lead to find out where she is to
because, get that cool shootout? Because Harold decided to check what sort of equipment they would need in order to steal a loose nuke. In doing that, Aram found that that isotope transfer cask had just been stolen. And right. That's what they would need. Right. So then they search that down. They find Mr. Solomon on the video. We find this other girl on the video.
Right.
They track her down as to being ex-Navy and nuke specialist Nez Rowan, who also has a ton of aliases and AKAs. And they find one of her AKAs checked into a motel nearby.
I actually thought that was a convenient bit of breadcrumbs. That, you know, I felt like her and Mr. Solomon on tape with all the live people, like saying, now it's time to get the nukes.
Yeah.
Now that we have all the loose nukes,
all
we need now is some guidance systems.
Yeah.
Like, let's go to the motel.
Can you mic me first?
Yeah, it felt very breadcrumby, even for, you know, I'm surprised that Wrestler, you know, wasn't.
They weren't tipped off.
Wasn't tipped off to that, but you know,
they all lost it. They all missed it. They all missed the cues. Even Red.
Yeah. So, it's hard to determine because it also seemed very like, you know, procedural television, like how Rob usually finds these things out. It's like, well, her alias is here. They're right over there. That's how it usually works, even though it does seem a little a direct line.
Well, obvious.
So all of that stuff, I actually enjoyed the chase scene there, and then the when we did Abraham in the motel.
Some cool camera work in that.
I did that was very well done action scene, and I feel like I'm gonna make a montage. Wrestler and Navabi, or Wrestler alone, he's got one of these in an episode. Like, he's got one shootout, one chase sequence,
one breach,
one door knock. When he's kicking a door, he's hanging off the back of a truck. He's, you know, foot chasing someone down. Like, he's every episode, he gets a lot of work in there. I'd love to see like a big extended Wrestler, you know, action movie cut. I bet we have like 2 hours worth of Wrestler.
2 hours, pshaw. We have so much more.
Pshaw. Yeah, no.
This is episode 17 of 3 seasons.
Yeah.
He does it every episode.
Every episode of about...
At least once.
They're like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, at least once.
We got 2 hours of Wrestler. Okay. So I want to supercut the Wrestler action movie.
Do it. Somebody do it for us.
Yeah, Diego's got a good reel for his next series of him kicking doors and being an action guy. So that was kind of a cool sequence. They get her back. They sweat her, and she also seems to, you know, in hindsight, and actually I thought this during the moment, seems to roll over very quickly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She's like, I don't want to cooperate unless you make me.
it was just all too easy. Everything was much too easy.
Yeah, much too easy. So she, you know, gets immunity and
witness protection. And she wants no jail time. Yeah,
and
the whole thing.
And Wrestler has to go back to,
Cooper has to go back to the general,
who's then like, oh yeah, we give her everything, which is a quick turn, and then which I didn't buy that. But so they get back to the woman, and the question I have: does she still does she get immunity? Is she like scot free, or is the immunity only contingent
if it led
on
to the apprehension of the loose nuke? Right. Probably not,
because that'd be the slickest move of all time. Like, okay, sign the papers, see you later, and then boom, empty truck.
Yeah.
She's in the wind.
I don't know.
I hope not.
That's a good question.
Anyway, I don't know. That was cool. So I think that, well, maybe not, because Red did say that she was a sacrifice mm-hmm. at the end. Anyway, all of that first half, I was really out on and was really like heavily.
I just wanted to get to that wedding.
Disappointed as to what was going to happen at the wedding. But when we did get to the wedding, and when we did have that turn where Red realizes that, oh, this is a diversion. Uh-huh. And oh my God, there are Lizzie. No nukes. They're after Lizzie. Like, I totally perked up. Like, yeah. oh, yeah. I was very excited at that moment.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that was a very good plot turn.
For sure.
So tell me your thoughts. So Lizzie, and this is, I need you to talk now because I need to hear what you have to say, at least what you wrote down.
No, I'd love to know. I just wrote down plot points.
I would love to know what you wrote down when after that moment, and we cut to Liz getting ready, you know, and she's getting ready and it's her big moment and Red walks in and what happens?
He implores her to take off that headband first.
That was particularly
pretty bad.
But okay.
Tom coming in, Red coming in to implore her, plead with her to not marry Tom, to not do this, felt so heartfelt to me. And he made really good points about him being fundamentally dishonest and a criminal, which I thought was kind of interesting. The next time the Lizzie and Tom are talking, he's being extremely honest with her about what went down with the Major and Gina, and we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. Which happened just before this.
But just the thought. Also, it was a cool scene. He was telling her what a bad guy he was as he's like wrapping up the Major and burying him. I liked that scene a lot.
I feel like it was two different. I swear to God, I feel like the first half of this episode was like, and the back half was like,
really cool, well done across the board.
Like,
yeah,
like every trick they did, every plot point they did, the action.
Absolutely. I felt like it was
oddly two different episodes for me. But go ahead.
But just the fact that all her retort is basically, get out. You know, like you are uninvited. Dembe is probably still invited though.
You know, Red's intel has always been shaky.
He's
three seasons
being
nothing but shaky intel.
Why don't we listen to him?
And he never really has Lizzie's best interest at heart, so.
Oh, God, no.
And he's always wrong about stuff. So Lizzie,
always. It was such like a sincere moment from Red. Mm-hmm. You know, this is his last-ditch effort to plead with her, don't do this. Trust me, he's not the man you think he is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Dad. No.
So that
teenager.
Happened. Yep. So just before that, I just want to hear from you. That was cool. So just before that,
Once again,
Tom is, you know, being Tom, and he's got
doing
his suit picked out,
honey-do list.
He's got his ties all ready to go, and he hears a noise, and it's not what he thinks it is, and he draws his weapon.
He's just still rolling around with a gun in his waistband.
Tom
he's going around
strapped.
Buying bouquets of peonies and Look. Candles with a gun in his waistband.
We're doing that. As he said, he's done with his past, but his past is not done, with,
done
him.
With him.
So I mean, he's got to stay strapped. So yeah, he is doing that, and that was a. Yeah, you know, it does make sense, and so and there's. Hot as F.
Oh, God, she's so hot and Gina sexy and cool, man.
I mean, again, yeah, Lizzie here. I got Zeta Tacos here. I don't know what choice I'm making. But yeah, so it's kind of good to see her and good to see her in that moment.
Oh, it's good to see her.
And I do like the turn that the Major was there.
Yes.
And then I think we go to commercial and then we come back and they have the conversation. Basically, it's just kind of a monologue of the Major. This sort of felt like we just got to tie the bow on the Major.
I was so excited about this scene, so excited about the Major being out after him. I thought that was going to just weigh in a little heavier on this episode and episodes to come. So the fact that it just sort of like, done.
Right.
You know, he was like, you're my finest accomplishment and my biggest disappointment. And then he dies. It's like, well, that's my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me more.
I wanted more from the Major, but I feel like that's sort of to tie
to
that
bring him back just for that.
And that he was the one actually pulled the trigger. I'm surprised that, you know, it wasn't, I mean, well, it's his finest accomplishment. Maybe want to look Tom in the eye and sort of see what his deal was and then kill him himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Kill Bill thing. I don't know. You know, like I thought maybe, you know, why not just send Gina to you know, bring me the head of Tom, you know, why?
He wanted
you know.
To do it himself, yeah.
But yeah, so he did himself, and and he goes down the execution sort of style pose, and Gina has can't see her boy go.
Can't do it.
Yeah, which was also a sweet moment.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
And he still picks Lizzie.
I mean, Tom's breaking hearts.
Breaking hearts all over town.
And necks all over town.
Gina Santacos.
Yeah. Maricela says this is good. She said she wants Tom, you know, she wants Red support, not his opinion. TDCR says, why doesn't Red give Lizzie the facts to make a case against Tom? Like, give him the facts.
Why doesn't he ever give her facts? There are never facts given. I agree.
And Rick, I think the major, Gina shot the major because she loves Tom,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, she
absolutely.
Yeah, and so fair enough. And so Tom is doing his thing and being Dirty Tom and being, you know, again, I love that Tom.
It's love very different. That Tom.
He's like, yeah. Eggle's kind of good at that stuff, actually.
It's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's good at being
plays
like
it really
he's
well.
Good at being the, you know, sensible sweater wearing, glasses mm-hmm. wearing, you know, dog and lamp scruffing guy. But he's also good at being kind of like get this guy in the trunk, F this. Although they do seem, character-wise, they seem like completely different characters sometimes. Like the guy who, which Tom is really Tom? Like the guy who is in love with Lizzie at the beginning of this episode and is getting laying out his ties and is really sweet and sensible is can't be the same guy who was with Harold at the house with the dude in the trunk. And quipping left and right,
mm-hmm.
like, this guy's in the trunk and we're about to, you know, that guy's a different kind of dark guy.
I think that's maybe why the major came back, why he was asking those questions. When exactly did you fall in love with her? Like, you were my best operative.
Yeah.
Like, you were my biggest success in the, what was it called, the St. Regis program.
Yeah,
the you St. were Regis the program. Guy.
Yeah.
So I think he was looking for answers, too, like,
yeah.
to figure out, or maybe to prove to him, like, look, this is really who you are.
So what happens to the St. Regis program?
That was the program where he takes the orphans and trains them.
No. What happens to it now?
Oh. Maybe Gina Xanatakos takes it over.
Yeah, I wonder.
Maybe that's a new spinoff.
I mean, it's the whole
maybe
program.
Maybe that's a spinoff.
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe Famke Jensen is taking over the St. Regis program.
St. Regis. Okay, that could be something. I like that. All right, so so Tom's back. He goes. He shows up, and he's like, look, we're going to get married. It's cool. I got all the things on honey-do list. I got the paninis, what are they called? The flowers, the white ones, the
peonies.
Peonies, thank you.
Paninis. What panini sounds good. I'm hungry.
I got the paninis flowers. I got the flowers.
That would be your bouquet.
I got everything. But
bouquet of paninis.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
I killed a guy. Well, I didn't kill him. Xanatakos killed him.
But I disposed of that.
Here's the point. I'm gonna be honest. I love you, and let's do it. And Lizzie's sweet. She does say something which is a great line, a well-written line, and not bad delivered line, which I will give him credit. She says, I'm willing to help you carry. I have baggage. I'm willing to help you carry yours if you help me carry mine.
Yes.
That got an audible, aw, from me.
Oh, well, did it?
On the couch.
That should be part of their vows.
Yes. Did you not? You're like, eh. So someone carry her out of here. No, I
like that moment. You're right. I did.
No, I thought that was a sweet moment. So, okay, so we get to the wedding itself. So we have the moment where Red, you know, sort of puts this together, like a la, you know, the end of the Usual Suspects. Like, well, if that thing,
Christ
the car's empty, and if the thing, Lizzie, I like kind of like that moment, and calls wrestler off, calls everyone off, and they're off to protect Lizzie, and then it's on. Like, all those 20, the 20 hard-hitting mercs that, what's her name, described, were not there to take the nukes. The girl, the not Gina Torres girl, who we forget her name.
Nez Rowan.
Yeah. When she said there's like 20 or so hardened mercs are going to come and take out the nuke. Well, they were all coming for Lizzie.
Yep.
That moment when I realized all those mercs were going to be there for Lizzie, I was like, oh.
Oh, fun.
That's fun. And then when I see when I see Red get his boy, Chris Christopherson, Boz, and Dembe, and all those guys ready, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, and the shotguns and a perimeter. I'm like, oh, this is good. I thought that whole standoff, and then we have, you know, wrestler en route, you know, Donald's en route. Red setting up a perimeter with Boz and the guys. He's inside. He's busting up the wedding with a shotgun, coming down the thing. I thought all that was really well written and well executed.
And I love the moment where he came through the doors to warn them. And I like the way it was shot a lot. And then turning around and seeing him. And he really, there was, he's such, I love James Spader so much. There was
nothing wrong with that guy.
Genuine concern for the well-being of Lizzie, but also his heart, I felt, was breaking a little bit to be disappointing her like this at the same time.
And it's
also sure he also wanted her to, like, begging her to know that I'm not doing this on purpose. This isn't me.
Yeah.
But I got to do this. I'm really, really sorry.
Yeah. And it's that moment of, like, you know, you're looking, you see your daughter, you know, down the aisle. She's getting married. It's a moment of, like, oh, I gotta break. Too bad I gotta break this up. Click, click. But like, it's you
but
know,
it's not his daughter.
It's yeah. Well, it's not his daughter.
But yes, I just wanted to make that daughter. Abundantly yes, clear that we still do not believe that.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes.
So that was yeah. Anyway, that was great.
That's cool.
I liked all that. So I was completely but I swear to God, when Red said, I'm sorry to do this, but. You know, Solomon's coming after you. He's coming to kidnap you. I'm sorry, Lizzie. Blah, 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 blah. If Lizzie said, get out. You're just here to ruin this for me.
I was terrified that was going to happen.
I was going to throw my TV out of the window. I said it out loud. I said, I'm going to throw my shoe at the television. If Lizzie says anything other than, how do I get out of here?
Red?
What do we
do,
Red? Which thankfully she
thankfully.
Did.
Oh,
thankfully. Mercifully.
Oh, that would have.
She did not throw a tantrum.
I would have lost my.
Oh, God. Anyway. Head. So, and then they spring to action.
Bring to action.
And it's also good to see, you know, Cooper, also in the sweet moment, who's got ordained as a minister of the what church?
I don't know.
Okay. Of the weird church.
Something.com church.
Yeah. And Aram was there. And Aram had a job. His job was to keep the people calm, although.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. You know, Cooper pulls his gun, you know, Red gives Tom a gun. We're all in action. We're all ready to go. And we have that cool bit where we've realized that Lizzie can't be hurt. So I thought the thing where the perimeter breaks down and they come inside and Boz is shot and they're kind of stuck in there and they start to storm the place and there's that shootout ensues and they're out of ammo, but the ammo bag's in the middle. When Lizzie stands up, I again was like, no, what are you doing, Lizzie? But the fact that she was standing up to go get the bag.
Yeah, I was scared she was going to walk out the door and give herself up. I was going to be so pissed. No, that was a cool thing.
That was one of the coolest, most inventive things I've seen in any shootout in a long time.
Her
that was
very sensible wedding shoes.
And the imagery of that, like in her, they're very, a little too sensible.
Very sensible wedding shoes.
This is a fashion police, but in her, a little too sensible. But wedding shoes, but like just the imagery of her, the pregnant Lizzie, walking down,
waddling she's
down,
so pregnant,
aww,
man,
grabbing the bag and coming back with all the, you know, all the lasers on her. I thought that was very cool.
That was one of my favorite moments of this entire episode.
That was very cool. And then knowing that she can't, you know, that was a cool moment. And then the poor woman with Aram was shot.
And it kind of.
He kind of thought she was not going to do so well when he took that entire rag and stuffed the entire thing in her chest cavity.
Into her chest.
Like, into her chest cavity.
It's not looking so good for the organ player.
I don't think that's going to... I don't think you can come back from that.
Nah.
But, yeah, as the organ player. Poor lady.
That's going to weigh on Aram.
Yeah.
That's really going to weigh on Aram
I literally thought there was going to be a weird moment where Aram, like, grabs a gun and rambles out like, ah, da, 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 da.
You killed the organ player.
I half thought that was going to happen, but I'm glad it didn't. A little too cheesy. So we get to that shoot off ensues, and we do get, this is the one episode we didn't get a lot of like quippy Red. We didn't get a lot of like quippy Red,
no,
except
not...
for on the phone with Solomon, that one little thing about the flowers.
The flowers.
I bet that was
ruby tipped roses and peonies.
Yeah, that was.
But Solomon is equally as quippy. It's like his quippy companion.
Yes.
His quippy equal.
Yeah.
His
quippical.
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 Quippical. We crack ourselves up,
we
don't
do.
We?
All right.
Quippical.
So that was cool. They shoot out. I thought our boy Boz was going to go down, right? I thought Chris Christopherson was going to...
I was terrified Dembe was going to go down, too.
Yeah.
I was really nervous about that.
And I think that it was a bit of, like, there was no, the whole Red Wedding, and did they tease someone's going to die?
I thought so.
Maybe they just said, I could have swore the teaser was like bloodbath at the Red Wedding, but maybe not. I mean, it was kind of a bloodbath though.
Not like the real Red Wedding.
I know, but
it's no Game of Thrones or Red Wedding.
I thought that someone was gonna die.
I thought so too.
But everyone made it. The baby made it. My prediction of the baby not making it. Thank God the baby made it. And Tom made it, and Lizzie made it, and everyone made it. Even Chris, even Boz made it. Old Boz.
They escaped. Nobody died. All is well.
Yes.
Let down. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I like that too. Rick Chin, Aram meeting Tom for the first time. That little moment.
That's cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
The getaway car. Not that you would ever, you know, need a getaway car.
But he certainly did. Ironically, it was a getaway car.
Indeed, it was.
A little foreshadowing on that part. So, the other thing I'll say is I do like the, you know, a little bit corny, but I do like the imagery of, you know, get her out of here, Tom, and them actually going down the aisle. Going down the aisle. And
she's still holding her bouquet.
She grabs it. She holds the bouquet and she grabbed the bouquet.
I don't know.
It felt like she, you know, she grabbed it.
She grabbed it.
And let's get out of here. So that was like, you know, both cute and corny, but I think it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
And then getting in the vehicle and then driving away and
with
then just marrying
cans.
The cans. That was clever. Yeah. I liked all of that. I thought all that was great. And Rester coming at the last minute. I liked all of that. The question was, was the ceremony finished? Did they actually get married?
Nope.
Did not get married.
Did not get married.
All right. They're not going to get married, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, especially if there's a spinoff show and Tom's bumping around with Famke Jensen.
Yeah, they're not going to get married.
What's going to happen to the baby? So I'm kind of sad that they leaked that, because it leaves us to speculate. Well, now that we know that Tom's going to be on this other show, he can't be married to Liz if he's on the other show. And he's not going to leave Liz and the baby. Even if he's like, this is too dangerous, I don't want to put you guys in danger, I've got to go away. If Lizzie's in danger because clearly people are trying to kidnap her, how is he going to be able to leave her?
Well, he also made that big speech, you know, that he's done with his past, but his past may not be done with him.
Right.
So it could have to do with that as well.
Maybe it's like one of those, like, you know, you've got enough on your head with, you know, your mother trying to kidnap you, I'm going to go get out of your way.
Maybe it does a stand-up thing.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a prequel?
Got it. Huh?
Maybe it's a prequel?
No.
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. So I loved all of that. So we're convinced, though. And Red was adamant. Adamant. What's it? But we're convinced it was like... We're convinced that it's the mom, right?
Yeah. I that's what I believe. Yes.
Okay. And we don't have any confirmation one way or the other.
No, we do not.
Okay.
But I'm sticking to it.
Okay. So what happens now? Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
I mean, like, we have, so, you know, Tom and Lizzie are on the run.
Yeah.
Not on the run, but they're there.
Trying to escape.
Did Solomon get away? Did we see Solomon get away? He must have got away.
I'm sure he did. He's Solomon.
Yeah. Solomon's
Wrestler
out.
Wrestler got in there pretty easy, didn't he?
Yeah. In the front door, no less. In the front door, no less. Like, I mean, we're... Hey-o. That's what she said.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what that means. Well, actually, like while we're here, let's just go to predictions.
Yeah.
I'm at 0%. I'm gonna die.
Ty?
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right. So I have no idea.
Did you see scenes? I didn't see scenes.
I didn't see scenes because I watched it on my computer.
Yeah, I did too.
So,
okay, so I think she's gonna go into labor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Most definitely. She's going to go into labor, and that labor will probably be compromised. Maybe she'll have the baby, and the baby will be stolen.
Maricelli says the baby may not make it in the episode. That baby can't make it, right?
Or the baby will be stolen by Katarina.
Which was another,
I think the labor will be compromised. I think I predicted this before. The labor will be compromised. She'll have the baby, but the baby will be stolen.
Exactly. I think that's where this is going. And then we have a whole season four of, like, the quest for the baby.
Yeah.
Who has the baby?
I feel like that's so cliched. Like, let's make her give birth to a baby and then X-Files it.
I mean, this is the Blacklist. I don't know what show you're watching, Lemieux.
The baby is actually, like, number three on the list.
Spy baby is number three.
Number three, spy baby.
The baby's name is Joseph Stalin.
I love it. I love Spy Baby number three on the list. That's actually the hottest prediction ever.
Yeah, that's really good.
The baby's on the blacklist.
It's like Stewie from Family Guy.
I really do, but that's really funny. I don't know how this goes any other way other than Liz giving birth to the baby and the baby being stolen, and then them having an entire season, or at least a back half of the season, of them looking for the baby.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, or maybe that being the motivation of Liz, because we need to get Liz motivated again and back in action.
If Tom's gone, if the baby's gone.
I mean, maybe this is motivation.
Maybe she'll cut her hair again.
Maybe she'll do like, you know, maybe we'll get her like a Lyndall Hamilton in T2 badass sort of like, I'm going to go and train and you know, and because she becomes more of a mercenary type, strong arm muscle for maybe that happens.
That'd be great.
Because she can't go back to the FBI.
Well, she's no longer an agent.
And she can't bump around in headbands all the time.
Oh, God, please, no. Please lose that headband.
And sensible shoes.
Sensible shoes.
So that's the prediction. My prediction is baby's gone.
Uh-huh.
Liz muscles up a la Linda Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Or Ripley in Aliens 2.
Yeah.
And becomes Superwoman. Some badass aviators.
Ooh, I love
and
badass
comes out
aviators.
Kicking ass.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be a good Lizzie.
Maybe I'll like that one.
All right.
I'll try any Lizzie I can get.
Where can the kids find you?
Kids. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JULIACEARLEY.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joe K. Braswell, and on Snapchat at JK Braz, I believe. I'm blowing up on Snapchat. Thank you. And Joe Flippo, you can find him on his website, josephsamflippo.com, and at Joe Flippo on Twitter. Yeah. Thank you all for listening and joining us. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room. My computer died, so I can't say bye to you, but I know TRCR and all you guys. Thank you so much. We will see you next week. Bye, baby.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.